This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here we are at the middle of the week and taking time with God again today, getting our minds ready for the day. We've been talking all this week about what it means to be neighborly to the people around us. Your neighbor isn't only the people who live next to you on your street or who live around you in your neighborhood, but your neighbor, according to Jesus, is anyone around you. Anyone around you. And the question really isn't, who is my neighbor? The question really is, what does it mean for me to be a good neighbor to the people around me? And Jesus told a man who asked him that question the story that we call the story of the Good Samaritan. You remember the story that a Jewish man, was headed down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and robbers came, and they stripped him, they beat him, and they left him half dead on the side of the road, naked and bleeding. Some religious people walked by, and they steered as far away as they could and went straight past him. And then another man came by who would not normally have shown any care for him. If you just think in generic terms, he was a Samaritan, and they normally hate Jews, and Jews hate them. They don't get along at all. And yet he saw him, and he had compassion. He felt about him just on the human level. Here's a fellow human who needs help. He went to him, he bound up his wounds, he took care of him, took him to an inn, paid the innkeeper, and said, if it costs any more than that, I'll pay you that too when I come back. Well, he proved to be a neighbor, didn't he? Everyone around you is your neighbor. But are you being neighborly? Are you being a neighbor to them? God wants you to act with love towards everybody around you. And you know, being a neighbor, the way Jesus wants you to, it can be very inconvenient, can't it? You think of the man in this story who was the good neighbor, that Samaritan. His compassion for that man lying on the side of the road ruined his own plans. You think of what he had to do, the time he had to give up, and the money it cost him, the effort he had to get involved and to follow up and see what happened, if there was need for anything else. He cared about this man and he helped him. You know, it's true. You can't meet every need that there is in the world. But you can meet needs that are right in front of you, can't you? You can help people right in front of you. It's really inconvenient sometimes. You pass someone who needs help on the side of the road. You're on your way somewhere. You've got to be somewhere. You've got to meet with someone. What are you willing to do to help the people around you? It may not be someone you need to stop and help on the side of the road. It may be someone who is having problems with their computer at work. Whatever it is you're going to encounter today, there's going to be some people you're going to encounter, and to help them would be inconvenient. But when you step past the line of convenience to show love and care for someone, that's when you're showing them what God is like. Because that's the way God is towards us, isn't he? You think of Jesus coming into our world, experiencing all the horribleness of life in this fallen world. The way people treat each other, the way he was treated, and then to die on the cross for us. God did not put convenience ahead of his love for us, did he? He just reached out and did what needed to be done to save us, to make a way for us to be forgiven, so that we could come into a relationship with him, so that he could change our lives. Think about your life if you're a Christian. If you're like me, you can think back and remember the days when you didn't know God and you knew something was missing in your life and you didn't know what it was. And then God started to reveal himself to you through Christians that you knew, and you started to realize there's something real about this. And God reached into your life and changed you through your relationship with Jesus. Well, God got active. He didn't do what was convenient. And today, when you encounter someone and helping them would be an inconvenience, just remember what God's done for you and say, God, would you love and care for this person through me today? I want to be a good neighbor. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.